Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, God, help me with that one. Good morning, Rich. Welcome on the call. Good morning to Rachel. Good luck tonight. You guys don't know, need luck. You'll do fantastic. You've got the success guide. You're going to do it the team and spirit way. You know, Nancy Ann and Glenn Turner said you guys are absolutely fantastic as they introduced us. That is what we're meeting, is fantastic people who are using the system and building the business. It is absolutely fantastic. Good morning, Rich. Good morning. Welcome on the call to Rachel. Who else we got?
Howard Burns.
Hey, how are you doing?
This is Tom Bowles, Patty Bowles, and Barb and Sherry. We're all here online.
Hey, good morning, Sarge. Good morning to the whole Bowles family. Good morning to the whole clan out there in Cincinnati. Looking forward to seeing you all in Cincinnati. I am so stoked to be there on the 8th and down the 9th in Ohio. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. So good morning. Welcome on the call. So, guys, before we get started, it is Feedback Friday. It is open mic morning. It is a free-for-all format. This is your opportunity to share. Why do we share? Number one, we share because it creates other people's sense of certainty, because we're sharing about experiences we are a team have had around Bozzy, around Accelerate the Opportunity, around insights around working together with the team and spirit system. So we just talk about Bozzy, Accelerate the Team and Spirit System, and we keep them short, 10, 20, 30 seconds, no longer than a couple of minutes. The other reason we share is when people ask us questions, it's when you come across confidence, it's better. But when you have stories that you can share, it's fantastic, particularly if you've got stories from other people's experiences that you can share. And it's what leaders do. They lead by example. Many of the people that are on this call that are top earners and top leaders with our company started off with Feedback Friday sharing on this call. So good morning to everybody and welcome on the call. We've got a very clear line. If you muted your line and press star 6, in order for you to speak, all you need to do is press star 6 one more time and you will unmute your line. Then you will be able to share it. So who is the first person that wants to share on the call here this morning?
Rich from Pittsburgh.
UPS Dan.
Rich, good morning. Rich, welcome on the call. And UPS Dan.
I would just love to say to everybody anywhere that you can contact me by my phone number. We will work with your people, and they are your people. We just want to get the excitement created here in Pittsburgh.
Well, fantastic.
So anybody, just call me. I'm here from 9 to 4 every day at my office, and you can call me 24/7, actually, because we want to create it and get it big. But they are, keep in mind, they are your people. We do not take them.
And the fantastic thing is Rich is sharing, because I met him when we were down there in Orlando. Doug Ridley met him. They came down to Orlando. They were going to be there for one evening, himself and Rachel, and they stayed for the whole week in order to make sure that they see Doug Ridley do a presentation Monday night, do a presentation Tuesday night, do a presentation Wednesday night. They practiced it on Thursday to make sure they had it down. They went to the training on Friday night. They went home over the weekend knowing that they can do a presentation the exact same way, the team and spirit way, so that in Pittsburgh, all around the country, if you have somebody go to a presentation, if you're part of that, you'll see that information all up on the Team and Spirit website. On our calendar, we have all the official Team and Spirit presentations and all the official Team and Spirit contacts that are doing it the Team and Spirit way are actually up on the website on teamandspirit.com, and they're all on the calendar. So Rich, thank you very much for sharing. Rachel, thank you very much, and thank you very much to everybody else. UPS Dan, how are you doing, my friend?
We're fired up here in Southern California for our regional, Garrett, and we're excited that you're coming in, and we've had the pleasure of having 250K Diamond Doug McGuinn here, and looking forward to Jeevers, and we just can't wait. It's going to be an incredible event. And I just want to take a moment to recognize Bob and Susie Hall. They had an incredible opportunity event. We had Doug McGuinn out there, and they just had a phenomenal couple months. And just wanted to just give all the kudos to Bob and Susie for what they're creating up in Thielen, California. And we just can't wait to see you guys.
Well, thank you very much. And you have got in great hands there with Doug McGuinn. You're in great hands with Dan Healy. You're obviously in great hands. You are fantastic. UPS Dan, we love you. And Bob and Susie Hall, it is great that we're all focused on building the business the team and spirit way. And you can hear the success that people are enjoying. The system is working, and it's working big time for people. And I am looking forward to being at our Team and Spirit Regional event in California on May the 2nd. I am very stoked indeed to be there. and I am delighted to be flying in. So looking forward to seeing everybody, and that is just a great example. You know, Team In Spirit is all about inspiring, encouraging, and supporting and praising and other people. And you've seen it right from the beginning with Rich and Rachel going, we're learning the exact Team In Spirit way. We will help everybody. That's what we do. And UPS Dan sharing, hey, you know what? This is what we're doing. We're out there supporting and helping other people. And you can see with Doug McGuinn flying in there to support everybody the week before we get in there. So thank you very much for sharing. And Rob, for all driving 17 hours to get there. Who else we got?
Hi, sir. Peter Flores.
Hey, Gina, over to you. I'm looking forward to seeing you tomorrow.
We are so excited. I just wanted to send a shout-out, kind of concurrent with UPS. And, you know, we really appreciate the support. Doug McGuinn was here last night at our tasting, and he did awesome. And I just, you know, I just wanted to tell him thank you and just tell everybody that the support is there with this company. And we love all you guys, and thank you for everything that you guys do.
Well, thank you. And it's just a great example. You hear it, everyone that's listening in. The support that's available. When we say there are 8 people on your team, with Team In Spirit, we take that to heart as something that we absolutely have as part of the fabric of who we are. In Spirit means to inspire others, to support, to infuse, to encourage with hope, to infuse with Spirit. And that's what we're constantly doing all of the time. We help everybody to succeed. We have a system from when you see somebody do a presentation in the home, whether it's one-to-one or a group presentation like the 250K Diamond Doug McGuinn is doing, all the way across to doing a regional, you know that you're guaranteed, whether it's in Pittsburgh, whether it's in California, whether it's in Ohio, whether it's in Arizona, whether it's in Orlando, whether it's in Seattle, that it's absolutely going to be the same. So thank you very much, guys, for sharing. Who else wants to share on this morning's call?
Hey, Garrett, this is Tom. How you doing?
Hey, Sarge, I'm doing absolutely fantastic, sir. I'm looking forward to seeing your whole family, and thank you so much for letting me stay in your home. It's such a nice offer for opening up your home to me. Thank you very much. So over to you, Sarge.
All right, yes. I want to say everyone out there needs to know, I just returned from Denver from a short trip, a 4-day trip out there, and you have to know that this company is 100% behind each and every one of you. Not only that is, as you come in and you see the local people, I had a chance to go over to Buzz Coffee. I had a chance to sit in on a presentation with Doug Ridley and with Tom and Denise Chenault. And Ron Richards, some great people out there. We really appreciate that. I'm going to turn this over to Patty real quick, and thank you, everyone, for all your help.
Real quick, Garrett, got someone to broker yesterday, and now I have in my home right now Barb Jarvis, who said the beginning of April, I want my 4 people. And as of yesterday, she and today, we're putting one in this morning, her daughter, she's made it to consultant, so you get to double pin her when you get here next week.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
That is absolutely
diamond.
Congratulations.
Absolutely. And you know what the fun thing is? We get to spend our whole time celebrating successes with people. We spend the whole time encouraging people, supporting people. We've got a system and a team that does that. We get to come in and spend our life celebrating with other people. You know, these life advancements or these rank advancements that you hear are life advancements. These are major steps forward in building the business, and that's the tremendous success that you see people having all over the country. And I love the fact that no matter where you are, everybody, when you see it on Team In Spirit on a calendar, you know that everybody is doing it the exact same way all over the country, with the exact same spirit of intent and the exact same way that they're helping everybody, and you've seen that success being duplicated everywhere. So congratulations, Barb. I'm looking forward to seeing you on the 8th and 9th. It's going to be absolutely brilliant. And congratulations. Everybody's had a fantastic month of April. Who else wants to share?
Hey, Garrett. It's Denise Chenault.
Hello. Good morning, Denise.
Hello, everybody. It was great to have Tom Volz and in Longmont, and, you know, it's always so special when you have people fly in, and, you know, the team can see that it's exactly what you said, Garrett, that we're all doing the same thing, and they can feel the energy in every city that they come into. And, you know, what I've really become aware of in the last 2 months with this GoFast bonus is how many lives are getting changed instantaneously because of what we can offer.
And you're seeing that so many people that are qualifying for that bonus, every month those numbers are just increasing geometrically. And if people are not looking for investment opportunities today, they're looking for immediate income opportunities.
That's
the
right,
great
yeah.
thing is you can get people started. We had people that started on Tuesday night on the 28th, and, you know, they already before the end of this month said, I'm going to get my, or I mean, last month, the month of April, to get their four people so that they can be paid that money and they can get themselves in the system and they can make money immediately. So, Denise, I agree with you. Every single place you see people doing the exact same thing and you see people's lives being changed and they're being changed instantaneously. So thank you very much for sharing. Is there anyone else that just wants to share? We got room for one last one. It is just 11 minutes. We normally go just about 12 minutes. Is there one more person who wants to share this morning?
Yeah, Gary, this is Rob Hawkins.
Rob Hawkins. And there was one other person. Who was the second person? Well, Rob, good morning, sir. Over to you.
Hey, I just wanted to chime in kind of about the support as well. I've been trying to get here all week, and we've had bad weather in Idaho, and I've been trying to pour some concrete. And I was sitting on the job yesterday thinking, man, I hope I can get there. And I got a phone call from Sanjeev, and he called saying he was excited to meet me. And I said, wow, that's Mr. DVD. And he's calling me personally. And then Dan Healy last night was coming home from San Diego and about 1 o'clock in the morning, and he was on the phone with me trying to keep me awake so that I could make it out here. And I just think that's just great how everyone supports everybody.
And that's the beautiful thing that you're hearing, Rob, is that we are building this together. We are linking arms and linking aims. Everybody is doing this together, and everybody is able to link arms because we are walking in pace with one another. We have the team and spirit system, and as long as everybody walks and steps together, we can move quickly, we can move a lot of people, and we can help a lot of people. You know, we have, I believe, the perfect compensation structure for this economy and for any economy, but particularly for this economy, because we pay weekly. We have a structure where you find four people and you can make up to between $1,200 and $1,500, and you can do that your very first month part-time, and you can repeat it every month as your organization grows. That will also increase. You find eight people in your first month. Many people are doing their very first month. Many of them are doing the very part-time. You can make up to between $3,400 and $4,000 your very first month, and you can repeat it every month. That's an immediate income opportunity. But people have confidence because of team and spirit that what they're seeing, no matter where it is in the country, it's exactly the same. Whether it's a one-to-one presentation in the home, whether it's a group presentation in a hotel, whether it's a regional event that you're seeing, whether it's a new associate doing the presentation with somebody else, or a 250K diamond in there doing the presentation with Doug McGuinn, you can feel that support everywhere. You heard UPS, Dan Tucker, Bob, Susie Hall, Regina George thanking Doug McGuinn. You heard Tom and Sarge talking about Denise Chenault. You're talking about the support that them and Tom have given. You heard him talk about Doug Ridley, seeing Doug doing a presentation the exact same way that we do it in Team of Spirit. You heard Patty talk about Barb and the success that she's having. You know, she moved through two ranks part-time, did it before the end of the month. You know, you heard people talking about, as Rob Hawkins saying, Sanjeev. Everybody, Mr. DVD, you know, is in support of one another. Everybody's doing it the same way. You see Sanjeev Javia do a presentation. It's the team and spirit way. He has got his own success guide because he said, if I'm going to be at a team and spirit regional, I want to make sure I do it the exact same way. You know, Sandy Greenberg, same thing, is going to be at regional, says, I've got my team and spirit guide. I have read it cover to cover, listened to CDs. I've been to presentations. When I do a presentation, I do it that way. We're all linking arms, linking aims, and that's the huge success that is being created because we're all doing the team and spirit way. whether you've got Rich and Rachel, you know, opening up a new marketplace. They're doing it the exact same way. They actually flew into Orlando. They watched Doug Ridley, the president of the company, in a home on Monday night, do the presentation to make sure they could do it the same way. They watched it Tuesday night. They watched it Wednesday night. They saw me on Friday. Each day on Thursday and Saturday, practice it so they can launch the market the same way so that the support around the country is absolutely the same. So I want to thank everybody. This has been just the best illumination and illustration that you could possibly have as to why you can get started with our company and know that you can be successful because we have a system that is working and we've got a group of people that are working together, creating the results that you're looking for, and they're doing it immediately. Tomorrow's call is a fantastic call because, you know, tomorrow's call is Saturday, and what we're going to do is it's a workshop call. It starts at 10 a.m., 1 hour later, 10 a.m. Central Time on this number. It's an important call because we've got May, June, and July. Our business works in 90-day cycles. You can create a game plan, a 90-day game plan. There are many people that are looking to move their business forward, and they want to get organized and say, what can I get accomplished in the next 90 days? What is it that I can do to move my business forward? I want to get focused and move my life forward significantly in the next 90 days on a part-time basis. So we want everyone that's on the call here today to be on the call tomorrow, be on there with your team, and we will focus and help you create a part-time, specific, meaningful game plan to help you and your team move from where you are today to where you want to go. So thank you, everybody, for being on the call here this morning. God bless every single one of you, and travel safely, those of you that are traveling, and we look forward to speaking with all of you on the call tomorrow. Cheers, everybody, and thank you all for sharing. God bless you all. Have a great day.
Have a positive day.
That was wild. He is rocking. Everybody's rocking. You know, this is, we just came off of April, but May is coming out of the chute, man, just like it was a NASCAR race at Talladega. This is great.
You're absolutely right.
Doing good, bro. Well,
one of the things that I want to capitalize on this morning is last night I was looking at my bookshelf and I saw a book that's titled Think Like a Champion, Building Success One Victory at a Time. And the author of the book, Mike Shanahan, Super Bowl winning coach of the Denver Broncos, just happens to be one of our customers and endorsers for Accelerate. And I thought, you know, what an opportunity to talk about some of these principles that he talks about in this book in the different chapters and tie it into Feedback Friday, but more importantly, tie it into the first day of the month and the message that can be learned from some of these things. I'm not going to highlight every chapter in here, but I am going to talk about a few of them specifically. For example, chapter 2 talks about sacrifice. And anything worth having in life, you know, we have to be willing to give up something in order to move up and gain something. So there's a lot of things that we can choose from, but you know, the one that comes to mind more often than not is the statistics that show how many hours a week the average American spends in front of a TV, and if they would sacrifice some of that TV time to build their business and work part-time on their fortune while they're still working full-time on their job, what a difference that could make in their life.
You know, you hit that one head-on, and one of the things that just burns my butt is when I get on the phone with somebody and they tell me, well, I don't have time to do that. I have to spend time with my kids and my family. And then I'll call them maybe a couple of days later, and they'll say, well, man, I'm watching this on TV. And I said, I thought you were going to spend time with your family, and that's why you didn't want to build the business. You know, people will use an excuse, and that TV is one of the biggest excuses I've seen people use.
You're absolutely right, Troy, without a
TV,
doubt.
TV, what's that?
Yeah, exactly. There ain't a whole lot of that goes on in our house. Chapter 4 talks about detailing, and this is something that I believe is probably one of the most important things that we have to deal with in life, because many years ago there was a book written that is so misleading it's not even funny, and the title of the book was Don't Sweat the Small Stuff. And every leader, every mentor that I have ever worked closely with, read about, or anything else, they all talk about, just like in this book from Mike Shanahan, detailing, it says sweating the small stuff, because the meaningful repetition of what seems to be a mundane task is what separates the abilities of a champion from the also-rans.
You know, you hit something on that, because most of the time, especially if you've been in business for a while, doesn't matter whether it's network marketing or any other business, if you're not taking care of going back to the fundamentals on a regular basis and making sure that you haven't gotten off course, how are you going to lead somebody else and make sure that they're on the right course? And I think when you take what he said there, you all of a sudden start to realize, you know what, if I just keep my eye on the ball, I'll end up in the right direction, because that ball is going to be thrown in the direction I'm supposed to run for that touchdown.
Absolutely. The next chapter that I'm going to talk just touch on briefly is understanding. And understanding simply means, you know, knowing what your strengths and your weaknesses are. You know something is a weakness. You need to work on it and hone it, because a lot of people that have become truly successful in any endeavor in their life have done it because they've taken what was once a weakness and developed it into a strength. But that all starts with knowing and understanding what the strengths and weaknesses truly are. The next one is Chapter 7. Chapter 7 talks about believing. And what Coach Mike talks about here is success comes in cans, not in cannots. And that one just speaks volumes to me, because so many people spend time making excuses and rationalizing. Before they'll even begin the journey, they'll start giving themselves permission for little things that can give them a reason to quit and walk away from what it is that they're doing.
You know, something you hit on right there that brought back a childhood memory for me. My mom went through a lot of sexual abuse when she was a child, ended up as a stripper, and was a single mom in the early 60s when I was born. And all through my early childhood, she had a guy that worked for World Book Encyclopedias come by and sell her a set of encyclopedias. And along with it, Jim, came this set of Bible story books for kids. And one of the stories in there was titled Knock Out the T. And it had the word can't, and it showed a little boy knocking out that T. And even though my mom had a rough upbringing, she would sit there and read that story to me, and she'd tell me, Troy, there is nothing that you can't do as long as you set your mind to it and go for it. And that has been literally a foundational brick in my life. And as you know, I sign every email, never give up, because I believe if a person will not say I can't and they will put their mind to it, there's nothing in this world that they cannot accomplish if they just go for it with every ounce of energy in their body.
I agree wholeheartedly. That is a very powerful message. It really is. The next one, Chapter 9, talks about communicating and the power of being connected. What I want to touch on briefly on this is the importance of seeking out a mentor within your organization. You know, every team, every company within this industry has got some great leaders that make up the organization. They may or may not be your direct sponsor, but if you want to be successful in this business, you're going to have to find out who those people are, get plugged into them, stay plugged into them on a daily basis, and literally treat it as if they were an infusion of knowledge and energy and enthusiasm, because that's what will inspire you to be able to inspire others, is the power of communicating.
Well, that's what Matt's so good at. That boy can communicate like nobody's business.
Well, we've got some powerful communicators that make up this entire team. You got, you know, starting at the top with Tommy Chenault and Garrett and Sylvia McGrath. You know, Miss Denise Chenault, who was just talking on there this morning. You know, as far up as the founder of the company, Sandy Greenberg, you talk about somebody that can incite some inspiration in you. You know, Sandy's energy level is off the hook in my mind. All right, let's see. The next one I want to touch briefly on is Chapter 11, Teaming Up. And what it says beside this is, winning is not for the selfish. This reminds me of the age-old adage that there's no I in team. And team is an acronym that stands for together everyone accomplishes more. Because if we get our ego out of the way and we focus on the needs, wants, and desires of the team and every member of our team, it's amazing what can be accomplished just by letting go of who's the one that gets credit and giving the credit away to the others. It empowers people in a way that's absolutely unimaginable.
You know, you touched on something right there. You know, one of our mentors, Jim, is John Maxwell, and one of the things that he's written is that there's no lone rangers. And as he studied human nature and he studied leadership, he realized throughout history there's no such thing as just a self-made person, somebody that just went out all on their own and did it all by themselves. There's always a team, always a support staff, always somebody egging them on and training them and getting them out there. They may take the limelight every now and then, but it was a world of people around them that was able to get them to the position that they're at. And I think that's something here on this team, listening to Feedback Friday alone, you hear the camaraderie in the team and the fact that people aren't worried about pay lines or anything else. What they're worried about is making sure the message of what we have to offer gets out there and permeates and becomes the household word. And that's the cool thing about being on this team, because we just live that principle you just shared.
Troy, you just hit the nail on the head. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. That's exactly what I was going to comment right after the call, is the congruency, the teamwork. I mean, Rich up in Pittsburgh is saying, listen, I'm not going to take your people, but we want to grow a huge team. We need excitement. We need energy in the area. So bring your people on. Get them in contact with me. I'm going to work with them. I just spent 4 days with the president and Garrett, and we're going to do this. And that's why I piped up and said, we need to, you know, Garrett, get us in contact, because, you know, I've got several people on my team that live in the Denver area that have roots in Pittsburgh where they grew up for 30-something years. So this is absolutely exciting, and to hear all that congruency and to make sure that everybody's on the same page, and the fact that the teamwork and the willingness to help is there. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Guys, I got three more chapters I want to talk about real quick before we close out the show, and we've only got 3 minutes left, so I'm going to go through these at light speed. Chapter 14 is persevering, and persevering is the ability to fall hard and bounce even higher. Now, that comes back to what you were talking about before, Troy, about never give up. It comes down to the fact that no one can ever fail unless they give up on themselves. The first and only person that will ever be responsible for our success in life is the reflection staring back at us in the mirror. Number 15 is succeeding. When good isn't good enough. And that comes back to some of the things that we've talked about over the course of the last week, about setting high expectations and expecting people to measure up to those expectations that you're setting for them. But the key to that is disclosing those expectations and making sure that they know what's expected, and not only what's expected, but how to accomplish it and what you're going to do to help them accomplish it. Lastly, chapter 16, this is one of the most important things that we can ever do in this industry, is because most people that are in this industry are in it not for the money, but for the ability to recapture their time and own their time so as to be able to spend more quality time with their family. Chapter 16 is called Balancing, Juggling the Professional and the Personal Life. Folks, that's what it's really all about. And the key to that, in my mind, is to schedule your work using the simple concept plan, do, review. And you do that with a workout partner, so you know who's responsible for what. You lay out the game plan, you get the tasks accomplished, and then you come back the following day, you review what was done, find out what worked, what didn't work, and do it all over again. But the key to being successful in this industry in your part-time is to make sure that that part-time is scheduled, and also take the time to schedule time for your family and your friends, the people that matter the most in your life. Guys, that's all I've got for this morning. I want to wish everybody a fantastic weekend. Have a safe, happy weekend. And I turn it over to you, Troy.
You know what? It is always great to be here on that last day. And thanks, guys, for being here. We look forward to having you all on our call, Aces Radio Live, tonight at 5 p.m. Everybody have an awesome weekend. Matt, close her out, buddy. Well, have an awesome time. We got 10 seconds left. We just want to wish
everyone a great weekend. I had my daughter here. You talk about quality family time. Yeah. Well, she was, had my attention. I apologize. Have a great weekend. Make it a prosperous day.
Bye.
See you tonight on the radio show.